All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, stop with what you're doing, stop with what you're saying, sit down and stop with what you're playing, and welcome to the latest edition of WCW Nitro, baby. We're here on Wrestling with Reality. We are the premier source for retro wrestling content on the World Wide Web, on Patreon, and you name it. Everywhere we go, we're stars, baby. We are the number one. We are the best. We are better than the rest, baby. And I am Jim, the Jim Powers junkie, brother Martin, and I'm here with Johnny Graffiti tonight. And we're going to have a barn burner of a show tonight. John gave me the preview of the rundown, and it's going to be a tough one to chew, a tough one to swallow. This is might be tougher than a Dollar Tree steak. But because we love every single one of you fans, we're gonna get through this. So, Johnny Graffiti, brother, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, except for the pollen. So if I have a nasally voice tonight for anybody listening or watching this, I apologize right off the bat. The pollen is blooming like crazy, man. I should call myself Johnny Pollen tonight, man. So everything is dropping here, and it's making my allergies go a little nuts. But it's getting better. I put the Vicks Vapo Rub on, so if I got a glisten on my mustache tonight. That's why I put the Vapo Rub on. I should be good to go. It clears the old nose up, and I'm ready for some Nitro, buddy. I'm doing awesome.
I am too. And you know what? Why don't I pay for Jim Powers to do a get well cameo for you? I think that would make you feel better.
Well, you know, he does do birthdays and graduations, and, you know, just if you wish to send any of your greetings out, just let Jim Powers know. He'll make sure to take care of it for you. So, yeah, we could do that. A get well from Jim Powers would always brighten my day, buddy.
There you go. And the time that we're recording this, me and my wife, we have officially celebrated our 10th,
congrats,
our 10-year wedding anniversary. So for somebody that has a marriage that's in shambles, I'm pretty happy. So I'm just saying.
Happy 10 years, man. That's a good thing.
Thank you, brother. 10 years down, many, many to go. I can't wait for graduations. I can't wait for weddings. I can't wait for all that stuff to celebrate it and share it with my wonderful wife, Priscilla. She's been there for me since day one, and I can't ask for a better best friend, partner, and just soulmate. So I'm so grateful to have her in my life. So, sweetie, because I know that you watch this stuff right after like we get done, thank you so much for being my best friend. Thank you so much for being my wife. And you're amazing. You are partially to thank for me being healthy enough to be able to do this. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. So let's get rocking and rolling, brother. Do you want to do the countdown?
We got to run down the card first, buddy.
Sorry, brother. I'm a little bit premature right now. So just saying. Sorry.
As long as you're not a premature ejaculator, it's okay.
Well, it depends on what she's wearing and how hot my wife looks.
There you go, buddy.
Because there's times where I come home and she's, whoo, smoking.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the beauty of being married for a long time, buddy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All right, brother. So what's the rundown tonight?
Well, tonight's card, folks, is coming from the Independence Arena in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's the December 9th, 1996 version of Nitro. And this is the card tonight, Chris. Leading off tonight is going to be Mean Mike Enos. And he has taken on Michael Wall Street, man. That's going to be a barn burner right there. A little Michael Wall Street versus Mean Mike. This next match might be the match of the night, and it's not because of the great talents of Hugh Morris, who is a great talent. He's in there with a real shining star tonight. He's taking on the Renegade, who's got Joe Gomez in this corner. So that's going to be a barn burner. Then Dean Malenko, the Cruiserweight champ, he has taken on Jimmy Graffiti tonight. My long-lost cousin. I'm Johnny Graffiti. He's Jimmy Graffiti. So cousin Jimmy might be able to get it.
Where's cousin Chico at?
Cousin Chico is back in 1992 right now still. So okay. We're in 1996. We're speeding forward. You know, the Wangland family is very busy sexually all across the world. So I have a lot of cousins in different places and things. What can I say? You know,
your family is full of whores.
That's what we are. You know, the men in the family just spread their seed everywhere. So cousin Chico's still in 1992 and cousin Jimmy's right here tonight on Nitro in 96. Yeah. That's gonna end it up tonight for us for the audio version. So for the rest of the show, you got to go over to Patreon. It's going to be the Faces of Fear with Jimmy Hart taking on the Nasty Boys, Chris Jericho against Bobby Eaton, Beautiful Bobby, Arn Anderson's taking on Sergeant Craig Pitbull Pittman, DDP and Jeff Jarrett in the U.S. Championship Tournament quarterfinals, and then Rick Steiner versus Scott Norton. So we'll give you the first three matches here on the audio version, and then for the rest of it, you want to see the full video, you want to see the whole show, you want to be a part of everything, go check out the tiers over on patreon.com/WWR podcast. So you got to go right over there to get everything. So, Chris, let's get a countdown here. Let's get rocking and rolling, buddy.
All right, brother. You know, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's red, leave it dead. We're going to do a countdown. 1 to 5, 5 to 1. Let's do this, son. 5, baby. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do this, son. Come on.
All right. Here we go, man. We got a little nitro kicking us off tonight. Hulk Hogan's out there. Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
There he goes. Little Lex Luger action out there. Bam.
That's the noise that I make while I'm taking a painful poop right after. That's the grunting noise that I make thanks to that bullshit IcoPro you sent me.
Hey, just because you can't hack it with that good protein powder of IcoPro and all the weightlifting supplements isn't my problem. don't blame me. Oh shit, Chris. Leading us off here is Roddy Piper, man.
Starting off hot.
We're starting off hot. We got some bagpipes. We got the screaming fireworks right here. We got the living legend Larry Zbysko and the one and only Tony Schiavone here tonight, my friend.
God, dude, Piper, I love him to death. He's wearing a Carolina Panthers shirt, which at this time, the Carolina Panthers, they were going into their they just got done like with their first season, actually.
Yeah, wasn't Kevin Green or something on him the first season there? And that's kind of what helped him with this stuff with working with Nitro later on, I think, in 97.
That's correct, because I believe during that time that Piper lived in Charlotte. So before he moved to Washington State. No way. Was it Washington or Oregon?
He lives in Oregon. Yeah, he was from Oregon. Yep, Oregon for sure.
But he had a house in Charlotte, and I believe that he was friends with Mr. Kevin Green. He was a really big wrestling fan, and that led to the thing with Piper and Hogan and all that stuff. And then bringing Green in, which I think that was a very smart move on their part.
He was a big star at the time, for sure. No doubt about it. He was a pretty big star at that time, folks. Like, don't doubt Kevin Green's stardom at that point. And let me tell you, Kevin Green was a hell of an athlete, and sad to see that he passed away last year, Chris.
Yeah, it is. He is one of the all-time sack leaders. So
I know I said this before.
We'll see what Rowdy's got to say. Hopefully this isn't one of these 30-minute long promo jobs that he's been doing, Chris.
Well, it's not the Ultimate Warrior, so I don't think we're going to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really am not looking forward to the Ultimate Warrior shit when he's going to go into a 20-minute long promo that makes no sense here in next year. I think it's next year or 98, one or the other.
I agree. So, all right, we're still going to be able to listen to Piper, but we must give a shout-out to the sponsor of this show, which is Jolly Rancher.
Dude, by God. Those Jolly Ranchers, man. Snap into it. It's not Slim Jim. It's Jolly Ranchers. Snap right into them. Get that squared deliciousness right in your mouth and just enjoy the flavor. Taste the rainbow, Chris.
Yes, with Jolly Rancher.
Yep, taste the rainbow. Snap into it, too.
If you break a tooth, we're not liable. Oh, my God.
Rowdy's hopping around on 1 foot right here to prove that his hip's okay, Chris.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you folks some stuff that nobody would tell you.
Dude, he's ripping that fucking jacket off already. He's ready. Oh, he's ready to rock and roll, and he's ready for some business. 29.
He's getting serious.
They want me to fight Hogan in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, are you looking forward to this Starrcade matchup here between Piper and Hogan, or are you disinterested in it?
Honestly, I've never seen it. I'm looking forward to it strictly based off the promos because I think they're doing a good job. But I feel like this is the thing. They need to be more consistent like with the face-offs and like the promos, because what happens is they face off 1 week And then they do like 3 weeks of video packages. I can't stand that. So it's called like fucking A. Have the guys face each other like at least once a week. Just saying.
Yeah, this went on for a long time between them too, and it's gonna go on even after Starrcade, folks. So just so you know, this isn't the end of. This isn't gonna be the beginning. This is just the beginning. It's not the end of this yet here, because this continues on with Piper and Hogan for I think it's at least 3 or 4 months that it's gonna go on for, Chris.
Super
Super Brawl culminates at that match that they had out, and was it like the Alcatraz thing they were doing?
Piper did his famous promos at the prison called Alcatraz. Yep. And they had the and then they had like a steel cage match at the Cow Palace.
It was later named Age in the Cage.
One time.
Yep. They later coined it Age in the Cage there.
I love it.
And I'll never do it again, and you'll understand why in a second.
I wonder really what it was like between Rowdy and Hogan, you know, in real life together, you know, how they interacted with one another, because you know they had mutual respect for one another, but I think in the same aspect was there was always that little bit of heat between them. But I don't know. I would be really interested to see how they interacted with each other at this time, Chris.
I don't think that Hogan gives Piper the credit he deserves for his contributions, because this is the God honest truth. There's three people that you can thank for the success of the first WrestleMania. Three. Vince McMahon, Roddy Piper, and Hollywood Hogan. Those are the three things.
What about Mr. T, though?
Oh, yeah, I would give Mr. T that, too, but I think they still would have been successful without him.
Yeah, he was a major star though at that time. No, people will forget the star power that Mr. T had at that first WrestleMania. But people also leave out, like you mentioned, Roddy Piper all the time. They wouldn't have had the success that they did for many, many years, and that WrestleMania wouldn't have been as big of a success if it wasn't for Roddy Piper.
I agree, because for the greatest babyface ever, you got to have just as good of a heel to put them over. So it's that simple.
The WCW.
Yeah, absolutely. It's NWO. I remember when I watched this when he came over there for the first time in WCW. It was really weird as a kid. I never liked Piper as a kid, you know, when he was in WWF, like, because I was a Hogan guy, and Piper I always thought was funny, but he wasn't like one of my favorite guys or anything like that at the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I appreciated him enough as a kid and how good he was. You know, now I really do, of course, appreciate it. But I remember I was probably a little disinterested in this at the time, because I was thinking to myself, Roddy Piper can never beat Hogan. You know, it was never going to happen. And he came in here and he was on fire with a lot of these promos. Yes, they've been redundant, kind of the way they've done them, but he's been on fire since he's been here. And the crowd just eats up everything that he has to say.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God, yes, man. And like Piper, he's one of those people that he doesn't have to move one inch. He doesn't have to do one move. He can hold the crowd in the palm of his hand. He's that damn good.
Special talents like that, bro. That's what they are. They're special talents for a reason, because by God, I'm telling you, these guys, they don't make them like Roddy Piper and Hulk Hogan anymore. They don't make them like your Kevin Nash's, you know, Scott Steiner's even. Let's even call an ace in the spade a spade. They don't make talents even as much as we give him shit on here for some of his stuff. Even guys like Jeff Jarrett, who knew how to be relevant, you know, they're just not out there as much. There's only a handful of guys that, you know, you could really think maybe could be a potential star over there now. There's not a ton of stars in current professional wrestling, in my opinion, right now.
In my opinion, you got Karrion Kross. You got Eli Drake. You have Michael Jacob Freeman. Maxwell Jacob Freeman. You have Cody Rhodes. You have Roman Reigns. I mean, you can't name very many of them, but people that you can look at them and think, wow, they're special. They're a star.
I wonder how much Piper was getting paid at this point, Chris, to be in here, to come in here, make a quick appearance, go out there, cut a little quick promo for 5 to 10 minutes, and then get the fuck out of there, man. I wonder what he was getting paid at the time.
Let me look that up, actually.
Oh, yeah, he probably is out there on the internet from that old WCW stuff. I was looking up some of those salaries after we did our last Nitro the other week. And I was kind of blown away by some of it. Ladies and gentlemen, as
we are all $750,000.
Jesus. Wow.
$750,000
for 96?
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of money, man, for what he was doing. Good on him. He earned it, you know, to get to that point. And me, Mike Enos, how much was he making at this point, Chrissy, if you got the sheet up there? I bet you Mike Enos is on there somewhere. Just scroll to the bottom for the lowest tiers, and you'll probably see him.
Aww,
sorry, I didn't mean to do that to Mike Enos. Now here comes Mr. Wall Street coming out, Chris. Yes.
Oh my God. 30 years. He got paid $364,000.
$364,000 he got paid.
Yes.
20 years. Jesus, man. For Mike Enos?
Yes.
Our opening bout here tonight on this.
Holy crap, man. I'm going to pop some of this up now. Look at this.
Going up against Mike Enos.
Let's see this. Holy crap, man. Wow. Boy, that's money fucking flushed down the toilet.
No shit. He made it drop from 364 to 80.
You're probably right about that. In this
364 to 80. Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes. The very next year.
His title.
Wow.
A semifinal match.
Yeah. Here's all their complete payroll records here, man, for everybody for what they made for those years. Pretty interesting to see. Let me pop them up here. Jumping Joey Maggs made in 1998, $7,200, man.
Fresh on, like we said before, that's a lot of money. That
franchise. Big money, no whammies on that one, man. Woo!
Barry Darso made $40,000 in 97, $154,000 in 98, and
$153,000 in 99. Wow. God. Crazy shit, man. Pretty wild to see. Well, here comes Ted DiBiase right here, man. He's coming out.
Everybody has a price.
Seriously, everybody has a price for the million-dollar man, you know. And, of course, let's not forget his old tag team partner, Mr. Wall Street, is right in the ring there wrestling right now, and Ted is no longer performing. They were the tag team champions in Money, Inc., buddy.
Master P made $300,000.
Woo! I'm going to keep this list up tonight for people when they come out, just so we can see how much they were cashing in at this point during this year.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Oh, Mike Enos is telling Ted DiBiase that he's got to pay those big bucks up if he wants his services. And Michael Wall Street says, no fucking chance in hell. I'm giving you a Samoan drop, and I'm winning this.
And for the people that don't know it, this is Money, Inc. right here.
Yep. Look at him.
The Wall Street, and Wall Street doesn't need the money.
He's giving him a contract here for the NWO, buddy. Mr. Wall Street's heading over to the NWO. Landmark shit right there. Yeah. Big landmark victory for the NWO to get Michael Wall Street, Chris.
Hell yeah. And me and John, we normally don't put over the newer wrestling, but if you get the chance, please check out the storyline between Cameron Grimes and Ted DiBiase on the Yellow Brand NXT. It's some good shit to watch.
Yeah, he's doing some good stuff. Don't forget, Chris, Valvoline and Napa are sponsoring this tonight. Those who know, you choose Napa, Chris.
Brother, which I just thought of a good idea. You know that guy that's helping us with designs?
Yes.
Get him to do one of the Michael Hayes poster, but like with my face on it.
Hell no, we're not doing that shit. No way. We're leaving that out. Or you're not going to the December 29th show right before Starcade at the Nashville Auditorium. I'm not taking you out there for your belated Christmas present if you want that graphic.
Well, damn it. Fine.
You got to make the choices. That's a hard one. Do you want to go to that big matchup in Nashville, or do you want that custom graphic? What do you want?
I want the Nashville. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. I'll shut my mouth. Anyways, I'm going to tell those people right now, for the fans out there tonight, for the people on Patreon, our Retro Renegades, if you're here with us for a full year, a year straight, guess what? You get a special signed picture by Arn Anderson to Casey.
Dude. Okay. Dude, look at that, man. What a gift. Best wishes, Arn Anderson.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude. He'll sign it right to you, to Casey, every single time, too.
he's had a few headshots. Let's just say.
All right. That. When you're giving out that many spine busters, you know you're going to take some headshots, my friend.
I agree. So what's going on here with Benoit and Woman?
You got, they're still teasing this whole Sullivan gimmick that's been going on forever. Now they're just sipping some wine on WCW Saturday night, talking about their new love life here and all the things that are going on over there and why she's not with Kevin Sullivan anymore, Chris.
It's sad to think that that was the biggest mistake she's ever made.
Yeah, man, just the whole thing at the end of their life. I know we always talk about it every time we see him. It's one of those things as a wrestling fan, you'll never forget it. It's one of the most landmark things of all time. Just everything that happened, just such a sad tale of, you know, the end of the life of Nancy and her son and Chris, and just, man, you got to wonder if it could have been avoided.
I think honestly, it was due to brain injury. I think between drug abuse, steroids, between like his brain being basically of a 90-year-old man, I think he just snapped one day. He wasn't himself, and it just led to a terrible, terrible outcome. I think that's what happened.
Well, he's loving that Merlot he's drinking right now, and they're giving each other a little love toast to one another. And Kevin Sullivan looks like he's ready to flip out. Let's hear what Kevin Sullivan's got to say here.
Oh, God.
Come on.
He's got nothing to say. Look at that. He's gone.
Larry, I tell you, that was...
We're eventually going to get to that episode.
And, you know...
Eventually we will. That's for sure, man, on our Saturday night series. It's the gift that keeps on giving for many, many years. And another gift that keeps on giving is the Faces of Fear. I just don't know how the Faces of Fear, Chris, are still prevalent on this show every week.
Which is sad because...
I just can't get it, man.
Well, you got tag teams like this right here.
Disorderly Conduct, you know, top five all time, no doubt about it.
And these dick holes are taking up time that could be going to Disorderly Conduct.
The ratings war would have got not just 8 million viewers. They would have got like 18 million viewers if they would have put Disorderly Conduct on there, Chris.
Oh, that's a rough estimate right there, man. I'd say 38 million. Just saying.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate right there, man. It's a shame to see that they missed the boat on not putting them on these shows, because, you know, they're offering a contract to the NWO to Michael Wall Street. Why? You should have been offering it to fucking Disorderly Conduct. Oh, yes, the Renegades here. Here he comes.
Come on, shake the ring.
Matchup here on WCW Monday Night.
Look at him. He's ready to rock. Look, Joe Gomez is coming out with him too. Yes.
Be a great matchup.
Didn't he change his gimmick because the Warriors threatened to sue?
Agile big man, we have seen
it. I think he changed his gimmick because it was the worst fucking thing in the world, and so was he.
Hey.
They figured he'd just come out in a leather jacket here with Joe Gomez, and they'd start pulling all the chicks, and everybody would be signing right up for it, you know, when Joe Gomez came out with no paint on. Look at him.
I don't see any. Oh my God.
Look at the Renegade here, man. Look at those shorts. Yes. Dude, he can do a hip toss. Can you believe that? This guy's a mat technician.
He is, man.
You never know with the Dungeon of Doom what they're thinking of next.
Man, I'm telling you, this match is going to be Dave Meltzer's fucking 5-star. This might be a 6-star match right here with Hugh Morris and the Renegade.
Just imagine if it was in Corgan Hall, what it would be, a 12-star match.
It would break all the Meltzer records right there for sure.
I agree.
You had to feel bad for this kid, though. They brought him in. He had no training, and they just kind of threw him to the deep end and hand him a belt. The guy didn't even know how to work the fundamentals of the ring. And, you know, you had to feel bad for him. You know, maybe if he would have got a little seasoning, he could have been a little bit better, but. You know, they threw him right into the deep end there in 95. Look at Hugh Morris. He's dog crawling over to Joe Gomez and barking at him.
Oh, my God. Dude. What are you, a dog? Do you need
look at that hair on Joe Gomez, man. You talking?
Hell yeah.
He's got better hair than you.
Whoa.
Bro.
Maybe.
Bro, Joe Gomez. Look at that. Look at that shine right there. You need to put some of that conditioner that Joe Gomez is putting in his hair.
Whoa. There's only one man that has better hair than me, and that's Eric Bischoff. Okay.
I don't know. Joe Gomez might have you both beat over there, man. That's a nice set of locks that he's got going on.
I got you. Okay.
Hugh Morris has a hell of a haircut at this time.
Oh yeah, he does. And like Hugh, man, you talk about somebody wasted potential, somebody that could have been like a badass heel. I think he had fucking potential written all over him.
I'm a big fan of Bill DeMott's in ring work and the stuff that he did. I always thought, you know, Bill was one of the unsung heroes. I've said it before here in the show of WCW Nitro throughout the years, and really could have got a better shot. He was, I mean, the way the guy worked for a big man, you don't see many big men that can do what he does.
I agree.
And he's a great storyteller too. Check out his show. It's called Face Value with Bill DeMott. He does a great job over there on it and stuff, and very entertaining guy.
Is he just as good as Tom Stone or Bob Cook?
That's pretty hard. You know, I mean, that's legendary like status right there, Chris.
Okay.
Oh my God, he's doing a handspring. The Renegade just did a handspring.
I know. Good Lord. This guy's more athletic than we give him credit for. Wow.
Yeah, there. Look at him. He can actually take a bump. Look at that. Wow. Well, this is over. Hugh Morris said, you got about two good moves here, so I better end this match fast because you might break my neck on the next one. And that's right. It. No laughing matter. Hugh Morris has got the victory right here, folks. And picking up the victory over a very tough competitor in the Renegade, Chris.
And, you know, no laughing matter. That's how I feel after I have some Taco Bell mixed with Icopro.
And dude, that's a lethal combination right there.
That's true.
You don't want to do that, man. That's like mixing alcohol and benzos, man. That shit could stop your heart, bro.
This guy could stop my heart right here.
Wow. Look at that face paint right there on the Renegade, folks. You guys gotta see this on video to really get the full effect of that. And don't forget, folks, this segment of Wrestling with Reality here is sponsored by PlayStation. I hear they're gonna be a really good system one day and have some pretty good games on it. And if you're not nice, if you're not nice and you don't get the PlayStation, Kevin Sullivan is going to come out and beat the shit out of you like he's about to do right now to somebody. And don't forget the new WCW Nitro game right here made by THQ is on the PlayStation, Chris. Will you be playing that?
I will, man. From what I heard, the best graphics that 1996 can offer. I'm so excited.
Let me talk to you.
Let's see what Kevin's got to say here, Chris.
I just saw that video that you played Saturday night.
Oh, he's hot, man, about that video.
Let me tell you something. I know this is a wrap.
All right, that is going to wrap up this episode. If you want to get the rest of this episode in full, all you got to do is head on over to patreon.com/WWR podcast. That's patreon.com/WWR podcast. You can get this show and everything else we do in full right on over on Patreon. It's as low as $5 a month. And the highest it gets up there for the tiers is only $15 a month. So if you're a retro renegade, you want to check out all the great content, interviews, all the great stuff that we got going on, head on over to patreon.com/WWR podcast, and you can check out everything we got over there in full. Thanks for your support, and we'll catch you over on Patreon.